today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, salam alaikum. You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Please join us on how to organize our life in Islam. Today, Tuesday, is the 10th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's see what points are in verse 36 of chapter Muhammad from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innamal hayatud dunya la'ibun wa lahu. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا يُؤْتِكُمْ أُجُورَكُمْ وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ
This worldly life is only amusement and diversion. And if you believe and fear Allah, He will give you your rewards and not ask you for your properties.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The verse, a reference to the main ground behind frailty attachment to worldly possessions. Be careful to not be deceived by the world. The majority of people regard the world as the scene of pastime and pleasure. But believers consider it as the scene of divine manifestations consisting of divine signs, where they exchange the rewards of the hereafter for righteous good deeds and obtaining merits and virtues. The blessed verse encourages Muslims to obey Allah in general and raises the issue of jihad in particular.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا
شكراً
Now, as routine of this week, we'll look at how to organize our life in Islam. As soon as the day begins, we become absorbed in a whirlwind of activities. Many of us feel we've lost track. Why? We make our lives too complicated. That's why. Happiness doesn't wait for belongings and success. Happiness lies in simplicity. This week, you'll discover how adopting routines and habits can make your life easier and less boring. The more you simplify your life, the better and happier it gets. Allah opens our eyes to the importance of not letting yourself be distracted from what truly has value. As Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 102, verse 1, competition inwardly increased diverts you. May Allah the Almighty bless us with contented hearts. Amen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, in this very show, we are going to talk about the ways to organize our daily routine. The first is meditation and mindfulness. Starting our day with a purpose helps us shape how the rest of our day turns out. The second, principle that I want to mention here about making and organizing the routines is to develop a fitness routine. Exercise has been proven to improve mental health by reducing anxiety, depression, and negative moods. The next principle that we want to share and refer to is an afternoon pick-me-up. What does it mean? What do we mean by that? The afternoon slump is real, dear listener. Imagine losing half of your day because you are tired, unfocused, and productivity is at a low. To help make the most of your day, there are some easy things you can do to reset and focus and refocus each afternoon. This can be as small as making a warm cup of tea or taking a quick break to get up, for a stretch. To as big as something such as scheduling in a fitness class, heading outside for a walk, taking a 20-minute power nap, or having a light and healthy snack. Find a routine in the afternoon that works for you so you can reorganize and finish your day on a high note. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
When we look at the tips on getting organized, we reach to balancing life and rights. Getting enough nutrition, sleep, and exercise are very important, but we do not spend all of our time in these things. Our families and friends have rights over us, but we do not spend all of our time and effort trying to please them alone. Our society has rights over us, but we do not devote ourselves to serving it at the expense of neglecting ourselves and loved ones. It's better to pick a cause to strive for to become excellent in it rather than spreading yourself too thinly, working for many causes at once, and therefore failing to give each one the attention and effort it deserves.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَارِ.
Today's special from IRIB English Radio presents the planning tools and system and Google Calendar. Yes, I would be lost without Google Calendar. It syncs across your devices so you'll never forget an appointment or meeting. You can also use Google Calendar to track things like birthdays and anniversaries, due dates, special occasions, meals, shopping lists, blog posts, workouts, and more. And you can set up events and appointments with reminders so you'll always be reminded of your grandma's birthday in time to get a card in the mail or of your kids' field trip tomorrow. It's so helpful to be able to see all of your obligations in one central place. We can have a calendar specifically for birthdays and important dates so we can be reminded of them every year. And when we schedule a get-together with friends or a weekend trip, we can send a calendar invite to our loved ones so it's on their Google Calendar too. Good advices!
So Imam Raza alayhi salam says, لا يكون المؤمن مؤمنا حتى يكون فيه ثلاث خصال. A mu'min cannot be a mu'min until he has three qualities. The first one, sunnatun min rabbi, to conceal the weaknesses and the defects of other people that we come to know about it. Do not expose people in that way. The second was the sunnatun min nabiyyihi. The second khisal or quality that Imam wants to see among his Shia is a quality which we would adapt from the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And what does he say? وَعَمَّ السُنَّ مِن نَبِيِّهِ فَمُدَارَاتُ النَّاسِ. The quality that we have to adapt from the qualities of Rasulullah, inculcate that quality within ourselves, is mudaratun nas, which means to be lenient and gentle with the people. That's our life. Human beings are not, they don't live in isolation. We are social beings. We cannot survive alone. And this is where the importance of, you know, being gentle with people, in interaction with people, is very important. You look at the example of the Prophet. During his life in Mecca, how much opposition he faced. The kind of abuse, verbal abuse, labels given to him. Remember the story about this lady who used to throw garbage on him? Whenever he passed by, everybody knows about it. But how does he deal with even that person? He converts that lady, or at least neutralizes her hatred towards Islam and the Prophet by his akhlaq of mudaratun nas. You know, to be gentle and compassionate in dealing with the people.
As you noticed, we were speaking about how to organize our life in Islam. Inshallah, we continue on the next episode of today's special tomorrow. So we meet you soon, inshallah. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.